407. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Copy the Open Meetings Act,
Master Revised Statute
84-1407 and 14-14 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning the agenda for today's meeting, I'd like to announce the procedure that will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson's report with their proposals and recommendations. The public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairperson. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask the public not to interrupt the director's discussion and action. Thank you. Quorum call, please.
Bagley, Bonnet,
present.
Rosley,
here.
Tomlin,
here.
Davidson,
Fowler,
here.
Jeff,
here.
McCormick,
McKenzie,
here.
Teaser,
Jefferson, here. I have excused absences for Danny Bagley, Phil Davidson, Tim McCormick, and Rich Teaser. Before we adopt the agenda, I'm going to add Jim Bisick under item 12, chairperson's report, as an informal note. So with that, need a motion to adopt the agenda.
So moved. Second.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McKenzie.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes. Item 5, the motion to adopt the consent agenda.
Second.
Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Sikinski.
Yes.
Yes. I have here in my file the proof of publication and notification of this meeting. Moving on to item 8, agency reports, any phone cap for the NRCS, is that in here somewhere?
I think he's here.
Is he here?
Yeah. Oh, just a little bit late.
Understand. Hi, Andy. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
NRCS report for this month. Kind of right now what we're working on. Conservation Stewardship Program is kind of winding down. We've got three contracts we're writing for roughly, I think it's around 2,000 acres between three different producers, conserving mostly nutrient management type practices, irrigation water management. The irrigation water management type practices through CSP we do are kind of a precision type irrigation water management. So each producer has to have a sensor, moisture sensor, for each 80 acres. So some pretty interesting things there for them to take their operation to the next level, which is the whole idea of the Conservation Stewardship Program. As far as EQIP goes, we are pretty well done writing EQIP contracts. We only ended up with I've got $429,736 for the year, which was our lowest amount in quite a few years. Our initial allocation was right at about $286,000 for this year. And, as the year started, we expected that we would get through kind of our initial allocation and then jump right into the slippage money that we get. But the timing was terrible. There was a couple wildfires that you guys might have heard about right at about the same time, sometime towards the end of May, early part of June, that required lots of emergency funding. And so most of our slippage money that we typically get for EQIP went directly to those wildfires and to the state wildfire emergency fund. So when we had completed our contracts and were ready for extra money, there really wasn't very much left. Roughly 144,000. So it was just bad luck, kind of bad timing. We also had some last-minute cancellations of applications. They were fairly good size. And those were really attributed to the uncertainty in, you know, what those contracts in 1 or 2 years are going to look like in terms of cost. So inflation, I think, has kind of played a role in those cancellations, and we'll see how that affects the contracts going down through the next year or two, and see how those projects go along with the costs of everything. You know, terrace work takes a lot of fuel. Underground outlets take, you know, PVC pipes. So a lot of that stuff really does get affected. And our agency, to a certain extent, is poised to offer extra incentives when that happens. But there's a certain trigger that plays into to that. And as of yet, we haven't heard of anything. So stay tuned on that. CRP is also kind of something really big we're working on right now. We've got 28 contracts through the district right now in the 6 counties. Most of those are all re-enrollments. The CRP interest right now is fairly low because the rental rates for the soil map units are still pretty low in terms of when you compare it to cash rent. So those re-enrollments, they're 10-year-old contracts. So 10 years ago, their rental rate was a little bit less. So they're happy to upgrade and just continue their contract. But, you know, a lot of that stuff that we're working on, you know, buffer practices, pollinator habitat, things like that, that seem to be still kind of picking up steam. People are still interested in that. So that's good. Urban Ag, I know last time I was here, I just kind of touched briefly on it, but we've had or held two basically kind of listening sessions or farm tours that deal with urban ag situations, urban conservation, and for the most part, what I mean when I say that are specialty crop or vegetable growers that market their crops to local grocery stores, to local businesses, and then community gardens that are helping kind of distribute food throughout the community in the food desert areas in parts of rural Nebraska, but then also here within Omaha. So we've attended, you know, a couple of those, and right now we're just really starting a conversation to see what those producers need, to see kind of what the conservation resource concerns are there and how our agency can help. I know I touched briefly on it last time, but our agency kind of within our state has organized a state technical committee that is currently developing practices and also ways that our programs can be tailored to address this kind of new to us conservation. And so we are going to continue to create this buzz and to continue to look for other opportunities to get into kind of the urban ag sector. And so if you ever hear of any projects or anything, please let me know. I'd love to get in touch with those and start to kind of do some tours and do some more listening. And then finally, just staffing-wise, I know I mentioned last time we were going to get a soil conservation technician in the Takema field office. That closed a month ago. Have not heard anything from our HR on a panel. Unfortunately, that's kind of the way things have been going with our federal HR process right now. So we're being patient, but our patience is wearing thin. Obviously, when I hear something, I'll let you know, but we don't have a panel or any candidates yet. So that's all I have for tonight.
Question on the community gardens.
Yeah.
Many have heard there's a few of them. It's rent the space for your own garden. That doesn't apply to the program you're looking
Well, it does, because we have grant funding that we can utilize or that we can partner with other sponsors in the community with. And we also have practices that we might be able to help those community gardens with. That what we're calling them right now are micro practices. Typically, when we work with landowners or farmers, we're looking at acre-wide scale. And so when we do a cover crop project, it's on hundreds of acres. Well, this is thousands of feet, maybe not even that much. So we've tailored those practices or created scenarios to kind of bring them down to that level. And so we've got some of those started. We haven't really been able to use them yet. But so things like cover crops, micro-irrigation, composting facilities on a small scale, soil amendments, biochar. I mean, there's a whole bunch of ideas out there that we're trying to kind of gather them all up and kind of harness them down into a manageable unit for our programs to utilize. So.
Andy, is anybody interested in leveraging the NACD grant program that I sent up to you early in the month? Anybody looking at or going to the webinars? Or
not NACD grant yet in terms of the urban ag side of things, but yeah, that's a very intriguing idea. We've got a business outreach coordinator right now who's kind of taken the lead role on the urban ag specialist committee to address these, and so that he'd be a great one to send that to. I can forward that on as an idea to kind of get that avenue going.
So what I'm seeing is a lot of the states that actually, like our state, have their own programs. They're leveraging the national program and the state program to keep the longevity, so it's multiple years and not just a one and done, and hey, yeah, we're glad we did it and just
right
took away, in order to get brownfields and et cetera,
yep,
taken care of for those communities. So if we can do that and do a plan together, I'd love to help out anyway.
Okay, sure. Yeah, we'll definitely look into it. We've also got kind of a conservation innovation grant program that we can utilize to it's kind of a three-year program to see if some of this innovative-type practices, if they'll work. And so we can partner with, you know, community gardens, some of the organizations, the nonprofit organizations that have popped up to deal with this, to get these grants, and then we can partner with them on not only the financial side but also the technical side and help them with some of the soil health stuff that they're dealing with. So
great.
Thank you, Mr.
Yep.
Chairman. Andy, was one of those fires on the Omaha Reservation?
That one was not included in the main priority area, but that was included in the statewide priority for EQIP, for our EQIP program. The actual main area was out near the McCook area, and then back, I believe it was east, maybe it was west towards Ogallala. I don't know the exact area, but they were two pretty good size areas. But yeah, the Omaha up in that area in northern Burke County, southern Thurston County, that burned up about 5,000 acres, and actually it destroyed all of the crop residue in those fields that it affected down to about 2 to 3 inches. So there was zero root mass, anything left. And so we've partnered with a couple producers that are going to add some cover crops to those after harvest. It just came at a really bad time. You know, farmers were getting ready to plant. So for us to go in and help them right away, really, it didn't make any sense. So we've signed a few up to do cover crops after their crop to get more organic matter buildup. So,
thank you.
Yep. Thanks for the question.
Anyone else? Thank you, Andy.
Thanks. Have a good night.
B, let's say report. Travis, anything to report?
No.
Moving on to 9, and subcommittee reports. PLPA, Director Kevin Spinney.
Chairman Thompson, item 9A, be it resolved that the minutes of the July 12, 2022, of the Personnel, Legislative, and Public Affairs Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Item 1, NARD 414H, Retirement Plan Restatement, recommendation that the following resolution be adopted. Be it resolved that the district office, as a participating employer in the plan, hereby consents to the adoption of the amendment and restatement of the Nebraska Association of Resource Districts 414H plan to bring the plan into compliance with Cycle 3, other applicable law and guidance, and to make sure other adjustments are hereby authorized and approved. Be it further resolved that the officers and management of the district office be and they hereby are authorized and directed to take whatever actions may be necessary to effectuate the foregoing resolutions, including but not limited to execution of the restated plan and the consent of the amendment and restatement, notification of the employees and participants of the plan, and the preparation and distribution of explanatory booklets and materials as necessary. And be it further resolved that any and all actions taken and documentation executed by the management or the officers of the district office to effectuate the foregoing resolutions and the transactions described therein be and they hereby are approved and ratified. And I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments?
Directors?
That was pretty good.
Roll call.
Conway.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Sapinski.
Yes.
Bonin.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes. And PPO Subcommittee, Director Fred Conway.
Be it resolved that the minutes of the July 12, 2022 meeting of the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby accepted and approved. 9B1, Revisions to Groundwater Rules and Regulations, Appendix N. Recommendation that the proposed amendments to the Groundwater Rules and Regulation Appendix N be adopted and incorporated into the district's policy manual, and I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments? Directors?
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Sapinski.
Yes.
Yes. Bradley.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
9B2, Water Sustainability Fund Grant Application for the Lower Platte NRD AEM Groundwater Modeling. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute and submit a water sustainability fund application for the Lower Platte NRD's AEM groundwater modeling project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments? Directors? Roll call.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
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 Bonin.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conway.
Aye.
Chairperson.
Yes.
9B3, construction bids for the WP4 project. Recommendation of the general manager be authorized to reject all bids received for the WP4 regional basin project, and I so move.
Any public comments? Staff, directors?
Roll call.
Jeff.
Yes.
Yes.
Bonin.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
9B4, Water Sustainability Fund Application for WP4 and WP2. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute and submit a Water Sustainability Fund application for the West Papillion Regional Basins 2 and 4 projects, subject to damages changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments? Directors? John, the WP4 was submitted before the application. Was W2 ever submitted?
No.
So the additional cost of preparing an application would basically just be for W2. We're not going to incur thousands of dollars. That's a statement more than a question. Any other comments? Roll call.
Sapinski.
Yes.
Bonin.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Item 9B5, Amendment 3 to Agreement with Shimmer for Platte River Bridge Trail Project. Recommendation that the board adopt the resolution provided by NDOT authorizing the general manager to execute a supplemental agreement between the district and Sherman Associates for the Platte River Bridge Trail project, with total cost not to exceed $276,771.31. Subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments? Directors? Roll call.
Yes.
Conley. Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kapinski.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes. That completes my report.
Thank you. Item C, 9C, Finance Expenditure Legal, Director Ray Bradley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll start off here with be it resolved that the minutes of the July 12, 2022 meeting of the Finance, Expenditure, and Legal Subcommittee committee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Item number one, the fiscal year 2023 budget draft one, no action was taken by the subcommittee. Item number two, fiscal year 2023 budget lid computation 1% resolution, recommendation that the following resolution be adopted. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Papio Missouri River NRD approves an additional increase of 1% in the total restricted funds authority pursuant to Nebraska Revised Statute 13-518 through 13-522. I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments? Director comments? We need a supermajority, which would be at least six, to allow this to pass. So keep that in mind in your consideration of your vote. So I'll call roll now.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jack.
No.
Sikinski.
Yes.
Bonin.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Item number three, fourth addendum to interlocal agreement with the City of Blair for Washington County Rule Water Number 2. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed fourth addendum to the interlocal agreement with the City of Blair for Washington County Rule Water Number 2, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments? Directors, roll call.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Sikinski.
Yes.
Bonin.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Item number four, amendment and quit claim deed with the Village of Waterloo for transfer of Waterloo River access. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed First Amendment to the interlocal agreement with the Village of Waterloo for the Elkhorn River Canoe Access Site, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments? Directors, roll call.
Howard.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Aye.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Item number five, no-name dike, high ground easement purchase, Colette Jeffrey Brown, lot number 46 and north one-half lot number 47. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed purchase agreement with Colette and Jeffrey Brown Bowen. Bowen, for the purchase price of $13,000 for lot number 46 and north half of lot number 47, permanent easement for no-name dike flood reduction project, high ground easement project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Thank you. Excuse me. Any public comments? Roll call.
Yes.
Sikinski. Yes.
Bowen.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley. Aye.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Item number six, land acquisition for dam site seven. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a purchase agreement with Kenneth J. Hagen, Jr. for the purchase of 34.75 acres and associated buildings for the construction of Dam Site 7 Regional Detention Basin Project for the total amount of $1,818,000, subject to such other terms and conditions deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments? Roll call.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yes.
Chairperson. Yes.
That concludes my report.
Thank you. Moving on to item 10, Treasurer's Report, Director Tim Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to take items A through J all inclusive, and be it further resolved that these financial reports be affixed to and made part of the minutes. I so move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Larry Bradley. Any public comments? Staff, directors, roll call.
Comment.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Item 11, take from the table consideration of revisions to district policies. At the director's meeting, I think we need a motion on that. So let's take from the table. This is our, we delayed the policy for a month. We passed last July, so this is actually incorporating the changes. So I need a motion to take them off the table.
So move.
Second.
Second. Any further discussion from the public? Yeah. Directors. Be resolved that the revisions to district policies 1.0 through 16.9 are hereby adopted and ordered to be incorporated in the district policy manual. Yes, sir.
We have to vote first.
Huh?
We have to vote first.
Yeah, no, I didn't read it. Oh, now that I read it, it's clear that what the resolution is that we're voting on. Now I'll ask again for both the comments and director comments. With that, you've read or heard the resolution. Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Yes.
Bonner.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes. Item 12, Chairperson's Report.
What? The first vote is to take it off the table. Now we have to vote.
Oh, thank you. Okay, now it's on the table. Any comments from the general public on this policy change? Director, any other comments? No, let's vote on the actual policies. Thank you, Director.
Motion, a second.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, you got that, Gene?
Got it.
All right, roll call.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Yes. Item 12, Chairperson's Report. Jim Beeson, front and center. As you all know, Jim wants to go to, I want to say, what a greener, how can you get more green than the natural resources? But he is going to retire. When I first met him in 97, might have been earlier, but 97, I mean, we both had brown hair. I may have had my beard then, I don't know, it was brown too, but I shaved it off because it was white like yours. But anyways, I personally want to, that's been a long time ago since I was on the board. I was on a couple of years and not on then on again, so during that time, well, publicly thank you for your service. We can get into John. Are you going to say anything either as far as number of years? I don't know.
Amanda's got a little relevant.
Okay, well, I'll leave some of those facts, but to others, but I just wanted to take a minute and publicly thank you for your dedication of the Back to the River, which, do we have to find a replacement now? Are you still going to be on that committee as an ex officio or something? But soon to be determined. To be determined. But that's when we built the Bob Carey Bridge, and when you see a Back to the River development that's going on now with the Luminarium and all that good stuff, people like Jim Bisick started that all with Bob Carey's help back in a long time ago. I'm getting old too, but Jim was very much a part of that, getting the Missouri River riverfront back to where you'll see it when one of these days. So thank you for that service.
Thanks,
I've actually ran into Jim outside NRD a couple of times over there, more than once, I think, up in Cedar Creek, Honey Creek, Iowa, wherever that was. Hey, Jim, let's have our ice cream cone or whatever. So it's kind of ironic. I mean, you sometimes see the employees, but for some reason I've seen Jim outside of work more than the others, for what that's worth. But anyways, it reinstilled the fact that you've been around for a long time, and you know, as chair, I want to take my time to thank you for your service and dedication. So, you can move on to general manager.
I think he wants to say something. Speech.
Use a microphone. You can take it. Yeah, John was going to say, go ahead. I'm still here.
This is a rare opportunity, and Jim will rue the day that he let me get up to the speaker. Just to say a few words, and I promise it won't be more than 3 minutes. I've timed it.
We've got time.
No. Jim Bisick, This Is Your Life at the NRD by Jim Bisick. Like to know, I did receive my graduate degree in 1976 in biology. And after a number of years at various jobs, six of which worked at Peter Kiewit's Sons as environmental coordinator, and then as spent the last 38 years at NRD. The only real, just for your information, I guess, the only real public entity in Nebraska that actually buys land for the sole purpose of habitat restoration is the NRDs. Game and Parks used to. They don't do much of that anymore. What a tremendous opportunity for a biologist at the Game or at the Natural Resources District. The NRD doesn't just build dams and levees and flood control projects. Again, what a tremendous opportunity I've had. A little more background. I'm focusing now on the Missouri River and the corridor, the 135 miles or so along our eastern border. And why the Missouri River? We've got lots of other issues, but as a quick reminder, the federal channelization bank stabilization project essentially removed about 500,000 acres from the original channel. 500,000 acres of habitat, backwaters, wetland chutes, and other terrestrial and riverine habitat, cultural and historical sites, cottonwood forests, migratory waterfowl, stopover areas. And that's why we have the Missouri River Corridor Project. Skipping to the chase, I've probably got a minute left. A few key projects that I've been able to work on with the district, the Blackbird Scenic Overview. If you've not been up there, it's a modern representation of the Omaha Indian Earth Lodge. It's a cultural and historical site in Burt County, and now it's a National Lewis and Clark Trail site. The Boyer Chute, extremely proud of that. It's to include, initially included about 2,000 acres of acquisition. Subsequently, Stratbucker property, Nathan's Lake, and other parcels were added to that. And then it was dedicated to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for their operation management and ownership. But it's a true urban, natural, or national wildlife refuge. along the Missouri River. We actually started a national wildlife refuge here. And it's over 4,000 acres now, heading towards the authorized 10,000. That's really unique, and it's pretty cool. We've acquired and restored Little Sioux and Lower Decatur Bend, Sandy Point, California Bend, the north edge of Blair, Hidden Lake, Great Marsh within Fontenelle Forest's property boundaries, and other lesser-known sites. Even included, as many of you probably don't know, we've acquired several hundred acres of Iowa as part of these habitat sites. In addition to habitat, we've added the Missouri River Trail from MP Dodge Park north to the county line, north to the Washington County line, assisted the city of Bellevue with their riverfront development, the Bob Carey Pedestrian Bridge, as Jim indicated, a series of Lewis and Clark icons on both sides of the river, and areas not on the riverfront, per se, but the district's acquisition and restoration of Heron Haven, 118th and Maple Street. Most of these sites required multiple years of effort and partners for the planning, acquisition, design, and construction. Finally, yes, I'm getting in, districts allowing me to participate as a charter member of organizations such as Back to the River, Inc., the Nebraska Land Trust, and even the federally authorized Missouri River Recovery Implementation Committee, or Mr. Rick. And I truly thank all of you for permitting me to work on these and other unique projects at the district. What an extraordinary ride I've had. Thank you.
And the only thing I can add to that is the old adage, when you go camping as a young person, I always adopted the philosophy either through others that I've camped with that leave the campground better than when you found it. You can be very proud with your 38 years. You found our district, and you've left it better than when you found it. So thank you very much. Moving on. And the general manager's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Information education highlights. The ACE camp was a success again this year. The education team joined the other NRDs near Halsey, Nebraska. Our middle school students were in the environment learning about the environment. Personnel miscellaneous items. We'd like to welcome Solomon Peters. She's been hired as the district's IT support tech. Her first day was June 27th, so welcome her and wish her the best of luck, especially working with Bill, but hope it's going to be fine. Also, just to announce a departure, so our groundwater engineer Paul Woodward has accepted a senior position at HDR Engineering. So
what?
Paul's last day will be at the end of July, so we'd like to welcome or wish Paul the best of luck.
Do we vote on that?
Yeah.
No, I think he's. I think he's.
Do we let
him vote? I don't see a motion. Oh,
obviously, thank him for all of his work with the district, and the best of luck to him in his new position at HDR. Also, Daryl Logeman from Bennington sent a letter to the Blair office thanking our team for their professional advice regarding the planting of wildflowers through the WIP program. The report on purchases, construction services, professional services, and personal properties attached, as well as the current and ongoing projects with the district legal counsel. The Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership report, the June 23rd meeting was canceled, and the next meeting is scheduled for July 28th. Special note, I'd like to congratulate the Fowler family on the birth of Charlotte Marie, born at 11 p.m. on July 13th, 8 pounds, very healthy. So congratulations, Tim and the family.
Number six.
So, and then before I finish, Amanda has some relevant information she'd like to share with about Jim Bisick. So he's not done yet. So.
Leave Jim. Can you see the screen?
I just have a short presentation. And Jim really talked about his projects better than I ever could. But Maybe you didn't know, Jim was the general manager of the Middle Missouri Tribes NRD, and also we've heard the mayor of Tecama. We didn't know Jim then, didn't know you then, but can imagine just how the town of Tecama and the NRD must have ran with just like clockwork with you as their director. In January of 1989, Middle Missouri Tribes merged with the Papio NRD, and Jim brought his talents to Omaha. We've heard about the conservation and preservation work that Jim has worked on over the years, and I won't list them here again, but it's impressive. Honestly, it was, you say, a tremendous opportunity, an honor to work with you. Jim's last day is July 31st. And all of us who've worked with you, we know of your dedication to the environment and that you care about the people of the NRD. We wish you the very best, and you did make the NRD a better place. Thank you. To know you, to work with you, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Was that the mayor's office? A little bit.
Wow.
Kind of hard to move on after that. Moving on to item 14, election of the officers. Before we get there, I'm going to not pass the gavel on, which I usually do for chairman's election, because if so nominated, I will not accept the nomination for chairman, so I'll go ahead and conduct the election. And with that note, I've been chairman, 4 years, 5 years? A while. And I just want to, and before, I was chairman before, Dave Kluge, you just saw a picture of him. I think I succeeded him. Prior to that, I succeeded Rich Jansen. It's a great opportunity. I certainly enjoyed the learning experience. It's been a little bumpy at times. We're running pretty smooth now, and I want to thank my fellow directors for that process. The staff, tremendous, make our job a lot easier. My role as chairman was, answering a few phone calls and all that. So I want to thank you and thank my peers for the confidence you held with me as chairman. So I'm going to move on with the chairperson's report. And there's an envelope here. Let's see what's in the ballot, I suppose. It's in the front of your blender. You got them all. They're color-coded, so I'll open up the nominations for chairperson.
I'd like to nominate Kevin Spinski.
I accept.
Thank you. All right. Nominations. Chair. The nominations for chairman. One more time, and your nominations for chair. I'll move the nomination to be closed. We accept chairperson Kapinski by acclamation.
And do second. Set a vote.
Acclamation is uncontested.
It's uncontested. So.
Pardon?
It's uncontested. You don't need a vote on it.
You don't need a vote.
All right. Then I open nominations for vice chairperson.
I'd like to nominate Larry Bradley.
Larry Bradley, nominated. You accept?
I accept. Thank you.
All right. Any other nominations? Any other nominations for vice chair? One more time, any nominations for vice chair? Move the nominations to be closed. We second that. That's a second, isn't it? No, my vote, my acclamation. All right. treasurer, excuse me, secretary. Open nominations for secretary of the district.
I'd like to nominate Director Rich Teaser.
Okay, and we know he accepted because he put that in writing. Are there any nominations for secretary?
He can't.
Any other nominations for secretary? Last time. Any other nominations? I move the nominations be closed, and we'll vote on the resolution afterwards. Treasurer. Excuse me. Open nominations for treasurer.
I would like to nominate Director Tim Fowler, if I could, Mr. Chairman.
Can.
Accept.
Any other nominations for treasurer? Nominations for treasurer, second time. Last time, any other nominations for treasurer? Move the nominations be closed. Appointment of the assistant treasurer, that's next, but that's done once we, since by acclamation he's treasurer.
Typically vote and then he appoints after.
Okay, even so, yeah, when we get to the resolution, which is almost, we're almost there. And then the treasurer will appoint. So the resolution, be resolved, this is then, well, we're going to take 15 as well. Let's move on, let's do 15 as well, because the resolution has both 14 and 15. So moving on to item 15, election of NARD director and alternate director. I'll open nominations for the NARD director representative.
I would like to nominate Director Rich Teaser for our NARD representative.
Okay, and I written memo, email, he's already acknowledged that he'd accept that nomination. Are there any other nominations for NARD representative? Any other nominations? Last time? Any other nomination? With that, I'll move the nominations for representative be closed. One last one, NARD alternate. Open the nominations for appointment of the NARD alternate.
I would like to nominate, I'm talking too much, Director Tim Fowler as our NARD alternate representative.
You accept? Any other nominations for NARD alternate? Second time, any other nominations? Last time, any other nominations? Hearing none, I move the nominations be closed for the alternate. Consequently, item 14 and 15, be resolved, following directors be and hereby elected officers of the Papillion, Missouri River Natural Resources District for the coming year and until a successor has been elected. Kevin Sapinski is chairperson.
Do it right now.
Larry Bradley is vice chairperson. Rich Teaser, secretary, and Tim Fowler as treasurer. Be it further resolved that the treasurer's written designation of
I'd like to appoint Patrick Bonnet as my for assistant treasurer.
Okay, accept. I don't know if we have an acceptance on that or not. We'll vote on it.
If he wants to.
Yeah. Apologies that he designates an assistant treasurer.
I do, and thank you.
Okay. Be it further resolved that the presently elected treasurer, oops, wait a second, did I skip one? Be resolved that the presently elected treasurer, Tim Fowler, and the designated assistant treasurer, Patrick Bennett, be and hereby authorized to serve until such time as bonding is completed and the treasurer-elect and assistant treasurer designate. Be it further resolved that Rich Teaser is hereby elected as Nebraska Association Resources District Director for the coming year and that Tim Fowler is hereby elected the NARD alternate director for the coming year. That's the resolution we're voting on. Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call on those resolutions.
Yes.
Yes.
Bradley. Yes.
Conley. Aye. Yes. Congratulations. Informational items. Wow, we got meetings in August and August 9th and 11th. It's coming up. Next meeting, the directors will be here August 11th. And that's it.
No, nothing else going on. Vacation's going every which way.
I'm going to slam this really hard.
Mr. Chair.
Don't break.
Did we decide to do the next meeting in the Dakota County at all, or was there any discussion on that?
It's not planned. We on that site. You know, Vince Cramper is kind of not in the welcoming mood, if you will, as in past years. I still think it'd be nice to be up in that neck of the woods for make our presence be seen.
It was appreciated.
But, like, in a few seconds, it's not up to me.
Okay.
But I can keep talking about them. I'm home in this thing. But, I think somehow we ought to get up there. So.
I do too. I'm really.
Maybe if nothing else, a workshop or something.
Well, even if it's not September meeting, it is in the future. Because we have, with the budget, it makes it difficult. But maybe it's another one. Middle of September.
Well, I've enjoyed my tenure. I don't know if I really want it.
Here,
we are adjourned.